Money FM 89.3, the best of the afternoon update. Market View on Money FM 89.3.
All righties, welcome to your financial hit. I'm Hong Bin Jung. Now, International Women's Day may have passed, but it's still International Women's Month. And in recent years, women have emerged as a formidable presence in the world of investing. And as the investment landscape increasingly emphasizes inclusive growth and prosperity, Moomoo and its sister brand have released a report that delves into the gender investing gap across various markets with insights into the distinct experiences and concerns of women investors. And it's their first ever global study focusing on female users. So to find out more about the key findings of this report, joining us today is Erica Chiang, who is the Chief Marketing Officer of Southeast Asia at Moomoo. Hi, Erica. Thank you for joining me today.
Hello. Thanks for inviting me today.
Okay, Erica, you know, the number of women investors have surged in recent years. What's led to the uptick in female investors, and how has the landscape, you know, changed for more women to start investing?
Yes, so as a female and woman investor myself, I feel very happy to see this phenomenon, like more and more women is getting into the investment space. And so like what you just mentioned, we do a research that conduct across the five markets. This five markets have around like 2,000 women respondents. Mm-hmm. And we see like around 50%, more than 50, like 55% of women starting to do their investing.
Okay.
And there's three reasons. The first reason definitely like it's go back to the psychology, like people getting more confidence and the empowerment, the woman empowerment is getting more on trend right now.
Yeah.
And secondly is like there's a lot of information like online, like a lot of YouTube you can look at, and so it's not gender bias, like you you can watch this whoever you are. And the third is definitely Moomoo. Yeah, and there's a lot of trading platform, like a lot of trading platform that give you this accessibility for you to access all this information that's that look not very intimidating. And also if you look back to like previous time, I'm not sure if you do investing before. Back then, doing investing is a very difficult thing. It's like you have to call your remiser or your like brokers. They say, "Oh, I want to put the orders." And you have to find a lot of information in a different news. It's become a like, really hustle. You don't have time, right?
Yeah.
So I think the information accessibility and also the platform for you to know all this information is very important.
Right.
And those three factors are actually helping the investors, especially female investors, starting to get into the markets.
Okay. So you guys and its sister brand, Fudubull. You guys surveyed a total of 2,288 users back in February 2024 across five markets, which includes Hong Kong, Singapore, Australia, and North America, which includes US and Canada. And you guys looked at the females' investment behaviors and perspectives on market involvement. What were some of the key findings from that report?
I think there are a lot of interesting findings. And one is quite interesting that there's a clear gender gap.
Okay.
Like self-rated, the confidence level. So female generally seeing themselves are less confident and less knowledgeable than their male counterparts. I think that's because of a stereotype. When you come to investing, you think, oh, that's a mathematic thing, right? And then you think of mathematic, you feel, oh, that's a male thing. And then if I ask you, you have to imagine financial leaders. Like imagine, like coming to your mind is actually male, right? So a lot of this stereotype is limit your imagination. Actually, you are capable of doing this. So I think that's the interesting finding that we find in this survey.
I see. I mean, let's delve into some of the key findings. I mean, you did mention there is a clear gender gap in the self-rated confidence level with, you know, females generally seeing themselves as less confident and less knowledgeable than their male counterparts. But, you know, how are female investors being less confident affecting their investment strategies? Are they more risk adverse?
I will see this question into two different things. Like less confidence is actually result to women are not willing to take step into the investing. When they do the investing, they will feel more like fear and then feel like, oh, worry about their decision. But if you say about like investment strategy, there's a lot of investment strategy. Like in general, Singaporean, we take out the gender part, the Singaporean are more conservative in in terms of investing. Yeah, if you see like Hong Kong and Singapore. So, but conservative investing is not actually the bad things. It's actually helping to build more like resilient portfolio to harness the market volatility. So I see this question in a two different way.
Okay.
Yes.
I see. But regardless, have their confidence levels increased over the years, would you say?
Yes, definitely. Because like what I just mentioned, the three things, like information being more accessible and like the empowerment, like movement is getting more on trend right now. Also, you see like generation is changing a lot. Like new younger investors, younger female investors tend to have more confidence compared to their parents and their mother as well. Yes.
I mean, still this clear gender gap still exists in their self-confidence level. So would you say, I mean, do female investors still rely on their male counterparts when making investment decisions?
That's the question that I find it very interesting.
Okay.
So in our report, the respondents like from Mumu and also Futu users, so those are compared to the general public, they're already quite investment like savvy. But if you dive into like one really interesting, we do like five different markets. And compared to like Western country like Australia, North America, like those people are answered, like investors are answered, they will do a making investment decision with their partners. But if you dive into Hong Kong, the Hong Kong is quite funny, not funny, quite interesting. Like 60% of female are saying, I make the old decision by myself.
Okay.
And the male is also saying the same things. So maybe that's a cultural thing. I don't know. Maybe Hong Kong is more like having more financial education. Or maybe this their personality things, I don't know. But I don't want to dive into like this bias things, but I think it's interesting. But Singapore is in between, in between of Australia, North America, and Hong Kong.
Okay, so let's, you know, break some stereotypes here today, Erica. Stereotypically, women investors, they are viewed as less risky. But are savvy female investors more risk-aware than many people think?
So we have to define like what is a risk-averse and risk-aware. I think this is a two different definition. Risk-averse is they don't want risk. And risk-aware is they know the risk, but they still go in, right? So when it comes to investing, risk is something that is very important to take into consideration. So like I take myself as example. When I start to invest, I actually will evaluate my risk first and what is my goal and how much money I'm willing to lose. And then I start to think, okay, what kind of portfolio that I should build for myself and what kind of the asset class I'm more comfortable with. So I think this is, it's not about gender, different gender. It's more about like risk, like aware is something that when you be an investor, you have to have.
Okay. So let's take a look at some of the top investment choices for females. What's the most favorite products for female investors?
In our survey, the top one is stocks.
Okay.
And second is the fixed deposit.
Oh.
And third is REITs.
Oh, yes. I see.
Do you also do investing?
I would leave that question up there. But why are these products their top picks? I mean, what makes them an attractive investment opportunity for them?
Okay, maybe I share one I think finding very interesting is fixed deposit. So fixed deposit become like ranked as the second one. Compared to Hong Kong, it's even higher. So female investor, or I would say like Singapore investor, tend to be more conservative and willing to put more money in a fixed deposit.
Okay.
And REITs is also quite interesting compared to other markets, because I think Singapore is a very big REITs market and government do a very good education on REITs. So that's why REITs rank it as the third one.
I see. So what do female, you know, investors believe is an important factor in their investment decisions compared to men? And why is there a discrepancy between the two genders?
So according to our finding, it's like there's a female and male, they especially female, they put more importance place in an ESG stock.
Okay.
And it's quite interesting because just back to like what I just mentioned, like female investors tend to have more holistic portfolio planning. I want to have a meet my goal. I want to have like control the risk. At the same time, I want to like give it back to the society. So it actually shows that when they do investing compared to men, they will tend to have more cautious and also have want to meet their value as well.
Want to make a difference.
Yes, want to make a difference while investing, while earning money.
So looking forward, you know, a majority of female investors, they look to engage in more trading activities in the next 12 months with, you know, so can we see more female investors over the next few years?
Yeah, for sure. Like, I've been in this industry for like almost 5 years. And I do see there's a trend, like especially women, like getting more and more savvy and willing to start to step in this investment space. Mm. Yeah, so I hope if I stay here for another 10 years, I will see a big change.
Yeah, maybe there will be more female investors than male investors.
Yeah, exactly.
But, you know, let's talk about the concerns here. What are some major obstacles holding females back from investing, and how can we encourage more females to start investing?
Maybe I can take myself as example. I feel like even I keep saying, oh, male and female is same, but in biological point of view, we are still quite different because we need to give birth. So if I want to have a baby, we will definitely will take a maternity leave. And after taking maternity, we probably will take 1 year off to take care of kids. So after taking, if you don't work, you don't have like disposable income, and maybe you will think of if compared to a caregiver, you're willing to spend more time with your kids, so you are not going back to the career. So I think those of the reason will make the salary or this like the difference, the salary gap, and also there's not enough income for women to start to their investing. I think that's the first things. And second is a peer. Like maybe if you recall, especially like my girlfriends, when we get together, the things that we talk is more about, oh, complain about husband, complain about boyfriend, or like where to go, where you're going to go for travel, or maybe which bag to buy, right? But if you go into, it's not a stereotype. I think it's from my personal experience. Like if you go into like male-dominated gathering, people are talk more about, oh, you know, do you buy a crypto? Do you get into like a market, like get in time in that gold opportunity, or like, oh, you know, like Tesla was crazy last night. So they talk more about like earning or investing or how to earn more money. Yes. So I think that's more like a peer. You don't have the support, not support group. You don't, your surrounding is not talk about this. Yes. So I think there's two obstacles, and will naturally give a woman thinking like investing is not their stuff.
I see. So for those who may haven't started, you know, investing yet, why should women start investing?
Yes. So I always tell my girlfriends, actually investing or picking a stock is very easy. Just like you picking the bag, if you want to buy a Chanel bag or Hermes bag, right? You will do a research first. You will understand about what is the difference between this brand, what is like a leather difference or like a style difference. So you will do a lot of research on this. And after this, you will see when is the best time to buy, right? And when is the best price to buy. So it's same concept apply to picking up a stock. When you pick a stock, you actually have to do a lot of research to compare this two similar company in one industry. And you also need to know, okay, if that's a good price to buy, and then when is a good bargain, bargain deal. Yes. So actually the concept is not intimidating. It's just like what you do every day. And another thing is, like, you can start from something you're familiar with. You maybe you don't know about Tesla. It's okay. You don't know about semiconductor. It's too complicated, it's okay. But you know Lululemon, right? You know, you went to Lululemon every day. Not every day, too much. Maybe you went yoga every day. You will see your friends, your classmate is wearing your Lululemon. So you also see, oh, there's another yoga brand coming. Maybe the competitors is coming to the Lululemon. They're getting more market share to the Lululemon. And you will also know there's a new product launch in Lululemon. So those are the growing factors to Lululemon company. Mm. So investing a stock is actually investing a company. Mm. And where is this company revenue coming from? It's coming from daily life, from consumer. So you are the consumer. You should just go there, and then maybe when you shop, you can actually feel it, right? Mm-hmm. So definitely you have to do a research. Yes, it's not like, oh, you feel it and you invest it. But it's just give you a sense of investing is not very intimidating. Mm-hmm. It's something that is accessible. Mm-hmm. It's just nearby. And yeah, it's quite fun as well.
I mean, if you put it that way, I feel like a lot of people, for women especially, if, you know, finding the right, your dream bag, and then you research all about it, the perfect time to buy. Yes. This is the same concept.
Yeah, it's actually the same concept.
Investing, and if you just put your energy into these stocks instead of bags, they would probably see better returns than men.
Yes, exactly. And then I see my friends spend a lot of time deciding which bag to buy, right? Mm-hmm. And then they do a lot of research, even having an Excel sheet, and then come up with a calculation of like what. So they can do math. They can do like calculation and basic. This is very basic and natural things. But why, when it comes to bag, you are putting so much effort, and when you come to stock, then you feel like, oh, it's intimidating, not my stuff.
Yes. Okay, so Erica, how can female investors then come on top to break the stereotype women can't invest?
Yes, so first you have to get rid of this stereotype and get rid of this. You have to enhance your confidence levels, like just what I mentioned. And secondly, okay, let me advertisement myself a bit. Download Moomoo. And then you have to find something that you feel interesting. Like Gucci recently having a stock. Yes, you can find like Hermes and Gucci, the parents' brands. Yeah. What is their parent brand? And they're also listed in exchange as well. And you find something, some brand that you make you feel exciting. You want to study this industry. You start from there first. Mm-hmm. And then go into, real research. You can understand about how other professionals talk about this stock. And then starting from there, you have to get your interest first.
Mm-hmm. Mm. So find your interest, research about it, and then
just do it, because that's really important. I start to do it, and I feel the pain. Mm. I feel, I have to study. Uh-huh. Yes, but if you keep thinking, you do a lot of research, it doesn't make any sense. You don't feel you are losing money or you are earning money. But if you start to feel, oh, it's literally like it's coming, and then you will start to put more effort, and you will addict.
Just start. Well, thank you so much, Erica, for your time and your insights today.
Yeah, thank you so much for having me.
We've been speaking with Erica Cheung, who is the Chief Marketing Officer at Southeast Asia at Moomoo. I'm Hongbin Jung, and this has been your Financial Hit. Stay with Money FM 89.3.
Before acting on the information on Money FM, please consider if it's suitable for your own investment objectives, financial situation, and risk tolerance. To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at audio.sg or download the audio app. That's AWEDIO, audio, at the App Store and Google Play.